Lee Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Two games down, one game to go. The JV boys won it big. The varsity girls won it big. And now it's time for Coach William Johnson and company to try and complete the three-game sweep over the Brookstone Cougars that made the 45-minute drive from Columbus, Georgia. Good evening, everybody. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and we appreciate everybody for spending your Friday evening here with us. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. I feel like that's the best news you could give anybody, because it feels like it has been quite a long week. But we're happy to be back here inside Sanford Gymnasium for, again, game three of the evening here inside Sanford Gymnasium at Lee Scott Academy. The Lee Scott Warriors and the Brookstone Cougars. Final numbers from the Lee Scott Warriors varsity girls game. They move to 6-6 on the season, but continue to do things the right way, continue to build momentum. It was Clark Ivett that led all scorers with 24. Sydney Dunlap and Maggie Herndon each knocked down four triples. They both had 12. Haynes Kesey with 7. Charlie Huddleston knocked down a 3 in the fourth quarter. The Warriors knocked down 12 triples. 12. And for a Coach Corey Harrison squad that doesn't want to rely on the 3, when you play a 2-3 zone like that, sometimes it forces you to shoot a little bit more from the perimeter than you would like. How can you have any complaints? This Lee Scott Warrior team came into tonight with 54 made threes, shooting it at 24%. You make 12 of them on your home floor. Not too much you can do. You combine that with more than 15 turnovers by the Cougars as well. Again, a lot of those live ball turnovers that led to easy buckets for the Lee Scott Warriors. And they win it 58-37. But we now transition our focus into the varsity boys game. As last time this team took the floor inside Sanford Gymnasium, it was arguably the biggest win in Lee Scott Warrior history, at least in the regular season, and definitely in the AHSAA, where the 3A Lee Scott Warriors defeated the 7A Auburn High Tigers 73-66 in one of the greatest games that you will see at high school level. It was one of the most fun games between that or the Sweet 16 from last year with Hayden Harper's layup to send us to overtime. Between those two games, the most fun that I've ever had here with anybody on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And, man, if you were here with us, I know that you were there, a part of the excitement, a part of the energy. It was an absolutely incredible environment. The Lee Scott Warriors then responded on Tuesday night, where they defeated Beulah 74-65. And, my goodness, you want to talk about a track meet. That was the fastest game that I have ever called. This Lee Scott Warrior team loves to run fast. They don't want to set up in the half court. They don't want to run transition. They don't want to run sets. They want to get out and go, use their raw athleticism, and then use what they need to do if they have to set up in the half court sets to get downhill, to get into the paint, to get the kick out threes that allow you to have a little bit of success. Beulah had just about the exact same mentality. However, Lee Scott Warriors and Coach William Johnson do what he does and do what this team does best, which is just grind you down. And in that third and fourth quarter, the Beulah Bobcats didn't have enough depth, didn't have enough stamina to keep up with the Lee Scott Warriors. They won it 74-65. It's a team in Lee Scott that averages 15 turnovers a game, only had 9 in that contest. Also had 7 more rebounds than their average. Average 36, they had 43. Tied their number of assists, which is right at 14. But again, only 9 turnovers was the difference maker in the contest. And a very different game than what you saw from the Lee Scott Warriors here tonight on the varsity girls' side of things, where they knocked down 12 triples at Beulah. Lee Scott Academy, the varsity boys, were 2 of 23 from behind the arc. And so the fact that you were able to do that and put up 74 points while missing 21 shots from the exterior shows how fast this team is, shows how many possessions they want to have, and shows how good they are inside from the two-point range. They've made 169 made twos so far this season. They shoot at 50% from inside three. They've made 65 threes, shooting at 31%. Like, it's a team that doesn't want to rely on the three. Again, neither one of these teams want to, but they can easily shoot it when they need to, and they can easily get hot if you let them. When we come back, we will have keys to the game, we will have starting lineups, and we will have opening tip between the Brookstone Cougars and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. It was the JV boys that got a big win, the varsity girls that got a big win, and now it's time for Coach William and Johnson and company to follow suit and complete the sweep. We'll see if they can when we come back here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. It's Griffin, Johnson, Wiley, Pete, and Kelly for the Brookstone Cougars. For the Warriors, who come into play at 8-2 here tonight, it's Gray, Haley, Hayden, Harper, William, Lyles, Parks, Myers, and Cord Zellner. Warriors in their home white on whites. The Cougars in their road Royal Blues. And we're just about ready for action. It's William, Lyles, and number 21, Charlie Peak, that meet at center court. And the Cougars win the tip, and we're underway here inside Sanford Gymnasium, the start of the varsity boys game. The Cougars going right to left on your radio dial. The Warriors going left to right. They throw it down low to the big man, knocked away by Parks Myers. But it goes out of bounds. It'll stay right here under the Cougar basket. The Warriors again come into play at 8-2. The Cougars come in at 4-4. And we'll dive into a little bit more stats as we go here tonight, but we appreciate everybody for joining us here on Tiger Country 104.5. TigerCountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, the YouTube and Facebook live stream out there now as well, as William Lyles gets a poke that goes out of bounds. It'll be Phillip Johnson that inbounds on the first E in Lee Scott under the basket to their left. They throw it down low with Sam Wiley. Right-handed layup is no good. Fight for the rebound. It'll be Warrior basketball going the other way. A 30-second possession that saw a couple poke steals and a contested layup. Hayden Harper dribbles the ball up the floor. Gets the dribble handoff from Cord Zellner. He's now trapped down low, and it gets ripped away by Savon Kelly. We'll see if this Cougar team has learned, as the majority of the other teams has done. As soon as you get the ball with Hayden Harper in the half court, do what you can to get it out of his hands. Blitz him if you need to. The three-pointer on the right wing, no good from the southpaw, Jake Kelly. William Lyles tries to respond from the right wing, and he can't do so either. And Savon Kelly will clear the board. The Cougars running their half-court set, and a couple Cougars run into each other. And they throw it away. This Brookstone team, something the Warriors have to take advantage of, turn the ball over 24 times a contest. And so if the Lee Scott Warriors can find a way to do that, again, live turnovers is the key for both the varsity girls and the varsity boys. William Lyles works his way downhill, and he'll head to the line to shoot a couple. It was Phillip Johnson that tried to draw the charge, but didn't have legal guarding position. Couldn't quite get the feet under him to slide in front of what would be the semicircle, but no official semicircle in high school basketball. So the gym quiets for Will Lyles, who stands at the free throw line. The orange shoes, but is too strong on the first free throw. Lyles is able to knock down the second. In a minute and a half into the contest, there's a point on the board. The Warriors lead it 1-0 over the visiting Cougars from Columbus, Georgia. A couple weeks ago had the Crosstown Showdown, now a little bit more a cross-state showdown as Gray Haley gets his hands in the passing lane. Right-handed layup is up and good, plus the foul. Haley kept Phillip Johnson on his outside hip the entire time and went up strong with the right hand. Johnson tried to swat it from behind but couldn't do so. That's his second foul. And Gray Haley now heads to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Couple dribbles, deep breath, and the free throw is short. Sam Wiley will clear the board. 2 minutes gone by here in the varsity boys contest. The Warriors lead it 3-0. As the Cougars set up in the half court, they're trying to get it to their shooter, Jake Griffin, and the three-pointer is well short. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball. Looking at the leading scorers for this Brookstone team, it's number 4, Reed Adams, who averages right around 14. Griffin, who again has already attempted a couple threes tonight, averages 11. And number 23, Savon Kelly, averages 12. Gray Haley goes up strong with the left hand, has it blocked. Hayden Harper right there. He gobbles up the board and is able to throw it in with the left hand. Coach William Johnson will take and call a timeout. It's a 30-second. It will stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It took a minute and a half for a point to go on the board here tonight. And just 60 seconds later, the Warriors lead it 5-0 here over the Cougars. And don't have confirmation, but there is a Cougar who has a walking boot on. And you've yet to see number 4, Reed Adams, in the contest tonight. So the Cougars may be short their star player. We'll see if I can get confirmation on that end. The Warriors set up not quite a full press, but force the inbound, something you see with Auburn a lot. Force them to inbound the basketball and then drop back into the half court. 3 minutes gone by. They throw it down low to Kelly. Could have been a travel, no whistle. Right-handed layup from the left block is good. Hayden Harper, between the legs dribble, gets to the volleyball line, throws it to Gray Haley. He gets the screen from Zellner. Skip pass, Hayden Harper here in the near corner. The triple is too strong. Parks Myers, the shortest man on the floor, able to clear the rebound. It's blocked by Charlie Peake, and he's able to gather it right in front of the Cougar bench before it goes out of bounds. 5-2, the Warrior lead here halfway through this opening period, and now you're seeing that mass substitution that Coach William Johnson loves to put in early in the contest. All four make their way to the scorer's table. The ball sits with LaBoy right now. The running floater able to bank it in. Fernando Oliveira LaBoy gets it to go. Hayden Harper quickly in transition. Didn't have the shot. Tried to find William Lyles on the right wing. Instead, he was trying to replace Gray Haley, who was replacing Hayden Harper on the left side of the floor. So Harper throws it into the second row. And the momentum working its way over to the Road Cougars. It's Brooke, Zachary, Chapman, Harris, Barrett, Cook, and Hollywood Watley that check in for the first time here tonight. Could have been a carry, a delayed whistle, and it is. Nice defense from Wyatt. Hayden Harper, the one starter, remains on the floor. pass to Barrett Cook. Nobody picks him up. His left wing three is short. So you feel like you see that go down more times than not. And Chapman Harris will get the over-the-back foul. The Warriors first here in this first period. I was told by inside sources, a.k.a. Davis McIsaac, to expect a big game from Chapman Harris for undisclosed reasons. Definitely not at all a grade on a final project. Savon Kelly dribbling the basketball, finds it to LaBoy, pump fake, now back out to Kelly. Ball knocked away momentarily, now into the hands of Wyatt Watley. Bounce pass, Brooke Zachary, he goes up, gets it blocked by Savon Kelly. But Zachary was hit on the right arm. So the junior running back will head to the line to shoot a couple. And Brookstone will now call a 30-second timeout with 3:37 to play here in this first quarter. The Warriors lead at 5-4. We'll stay right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Christian Griffin here bringing you all of the action inside Sanford Gymnasium. We appreciate everybody for being here with us, regardless of how you're tuned in, whether you're listening or you're watching or doing a little bit of both. We appreciate you and your support of Lee Scott Warrior basketball. The Warriors 8-2 on the young season. The Cougars sit at 4-4. And Brooke Zachary, who averages right around 4.5 a game, steps to the line to shoot a couple. And he can't get the first one. Gray Haley with two, Hayden Harper with two, and William Lyles with one. Your 5 points in this very low-scoring first half of the first quarter. Zachary able to knock down the second, so he splits the pair, and the Warrior lead is two. They set up a full-court trap in the front court. Could have been a travel, no whistle. Barrett Cook tries to get a steal from behind. Instead, in the short corner, lowers his shoulder, does Savon Kelly, and runs over Hayden Harper. That's a charge going the other way, and that's now two on Savon Kelly. That's the third leading scorer, and definitely the most physical player for this Cougar squad. But a nice job by Hayden Harper. You could see it coming from a mile away, planting his feet on the left block, and Kelly dipping that shoulder, runs into the Troy signee. Bounce pass to Zachary, now Wyatt Watley, now skip pass Barrett Cook. Beautiful ball movement, couldn't get the three to go. Zachary with the long rebound, fields it with one hand, but throws it away, and now by himself is number 21, Charlie Peek, who didn't get the layup to go. And then a loose ball foul on Peek, who was frustrated that he couldn't get the wide open finger roll. There was nobody even back to the three-point line yet. But that's now the fourth team foul for the Cougars here in the first quarter. And so any team foul, any common foul, or was that the fifth? That was the fifth. So apologies. That being number five, that will now allow the Warriors to shoot free throws for the final 3 minutes and 4 seconds of this first period. Hayden Harper too strong on the front end. Hayden Harper averaging 15.5 a game. Again, the Troy Trojan signee stands at the free throw line and can't rattle in either free throw. The free throw line, not a friend to either squad so far here in the first 5 minutes. The Cougars trying to get the ball across half court. They do with Charlie Peek. Left-handed layup is good. The lead now is zero, as the game rather is tied at six. Harper works his way into the paint. Skip pass. Chapman Harris. He knocks down the triple. And the Warrior lead is back to three. They lead it 9-6. And just like that, again, big game, Chapman Harris. 2.5 to play here in the first quarter inside Sanford Gymnasium. Lee Scott Academy and the Cougars of Brookstone from Columbus, Georgia, doing battle. They'll throw it back to Jake Griffin. His left wing three in response is good. I talked about it coming in. Jake Griffin's going to be that spot-up shooter. And it didn't matter if they had numbers or not. able to knock down the three to tie the game. Brooke Zachary fakes the dribble handoff. Now Eurostep works his way inside. A beautiful move from number four in White. Everybody went with Hayden Harper. He faked the dribble handoff to him. And parted like the Red Sea, did that defense. And Zachary lays it in to give the Warrior lead. Or give the Warriors a two-point lead. Griffin tries to go again from three in the same spot. Couldn't get it to go in the long rebound with the Warriors. Chapman Harris has it at the volleyball line, extended between the legs, dribble, gets the screen from Zachary. He's now pressured. Wyatt Watley thought about the three, but will give it back to Hayden Harper, guarded by LeBoy. Skip pass, Barrett Cook, wide open in the far corner. He finds the net. Barrett Cook on the board for the first time tonight, and the Warrior lead is five, and they now try and advance the basketball with Savon Kelly, who dribbles it off his leg. And it goes into the little coaches section over in the far corner at Sanford Gymnasium. A minute and 12 remaining here in the first quarter. William Lyles will check in for Hayden Harper for the final 1:12 of this first period. Wyatt Watley will slowly dribble the ball up the floor. He gets it to Lyles, who gets blitzed with the basketball in his hands. Barrett Cook at the top of the key. Crossover dribble. Back to William Lyles. Thought about the three. Jab step to his right. Now to Chapman Harris. Nobody picks him up. William Lyles. Now Watley. Lyles between the legs. Sizing up LeBoy. Dribble handoff to Chapman Harris with 45 seconds. Harris going left. Back to Barrett Cook. NBA range three is short. Will Lyles gathers the offensive rebound. Kicks it to Watley. Back out. His triple is good. Wyatt Watley for three, and the lead is eight for the Warriors, 17-9, 26 seconds to play. Now in transition, the ball gets knocked away from William Lyles. Watley able to save it, and Lyles runs into the cheerleaders and is unable to save it from going out of bounds. Hugs a couple of the classmates and then gets punched by the other with 17.9 on the clock. This was a 6-6 game about 2 minutes ago. And then the Warriors from three opened up the lid. An offensive foul, I believe a moving screen. They're going to call it on Lawson Mansfield, who tried to get LeBoy open. And although the Warriors are in the bonus, since that is not a common foul, the offensive foul, the Warriors won't get the benefit of shooting from the free throw line for that. Watley will let the ball roll up the floor. 17 seconds. Now the clock begins to run. The Warrior lead is eight. Dribble handoff to Lyles. Now Zachary. Now Cook on the right wing. Low pass. Harris able to save it. Watley thought about the three. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Barrett Cook loses it momentarily. He gets to the corner. Zachary jab step. Works his way down low. Right-handed layup at the buzzer is too strong. And that is how the first quarter will come to a close. Again, a 6-6 game with 2.5 minutes to play. After that, the Warriors outscore the Cougars 11-3 in the back half of the first quarter. They take an 8-point lead into the second 8 minutes. And we'll get you that second quarter on the other side of this 60-second break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The first half of Lee Scott Academy basketball is brought to you by Russell Building Supply on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the second quarter here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Lee Scott Academy and the Brookstone Cougars doing battle here on a Friday night. A cross-state showdown. Cougars from Columbus, Georgia. Hayden Harper works his way with the left hand, goes up, and is able to use his body to draw the contact and the body control to still get a shot up. And so Hayden Harper will head back to the line. The first one is good. In that first quarter, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Warriors found their name into the scoring column. Nobody with more than three. Harper now changes that. He has 2 in each quarter. He has 4 and is the leading scorer in the contest. The Warrior lead is 10. Lee Scott setting up a little bit of pressure in the front court. LaBoy gets blitzed, and it's almost stolen by Wyatt Watley. LaBoy still fighting for it. Now Watley does get the steal. Ball still on the floor. Still on the floor. And Watley able to gather it. And he gets the timeout. Coach William Johnson works his way all the way to half court. And celebrating with his team, Wyatt Watley, the true energy guy here on this squad for Coach William Johnson. He's granted the timeout. It's a 30-second timeout, so we will stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Hollywood, not necessarily somebody that is going to give you double-digit points and absolutely light up the scoreboard every single night, but somebody that's going to give you a couple big-time buckets and do everything right on the defensive end of the floor. And again, is that battery, is that energy guy. Was talking with his dad, says he's got a little bit in him. I think he's got a lot of bit of dog in him, again, especially on the defensive end of the floor. The Warrior lead is 10. A minute gone by here in the second quarter. William Lyles, bounce pass to Chapman Harris. Now back to Lyles. They'll set up at the top of the key. Crossover dribble. Works his way left. Chapman Harris, pump fake. Works his way through contact. And the layup is off the side of the backboard, off the padding. And the Cougars now able to clear it. And they get it down low to Kelly. Back out for three. Sam Wiley, the three is well short. Wyatt Watley gets the rebound and will collect the foul as well. There he is again. Hollywood, one of those guys that you love playing with on your team, but man, just hate playing against. Not gonna shy away from any contact, not gonna shy away from any words as well, or words either. William Lyles works his way downhill. A lot of contact, no whistle. Savon Kelly will clear the rebound, and it goes off the foot of LaBoy, guarded by Chapman Harris, who tried to race his way along the far sideline, knocked out of bounds. The Warriors get the ball right back. It's Chapman Harris, Hayden Harper, Barrett Cook, William Lyles, and Wyatt Watley. Dribble handoff to Hayden Harper, has it at the top of the key. Works his way through contact, left-handed layup. Sat on the front of the rim momentarily and falls the wrong way. Quick in transition. They throw it down low to the right block. It's number 21, Charlie Peak. Pump fake got Cookie in the air, and he's able to lay it in to trim the lead to 8. Chapman Harris. Now on the right wing, Watley, one more to Harper, his triple. Bounces off the back iron. And are they saying it hit the pole it might have that holds up? It holds up the baskets here at Sanford Gymnasium. I didn't see it, but the referee on the floor said otherwise. 19-11, 5:54. Remaining here in the second quarter. Warriors continuing their full court pressure. William Lyles cuts off Peak, and the ball is loose. Peak with the basketball, and they're going to call a jump ball, a quick whistle right in front of the scorer's table, but it'll keep it with the Cougars. This Brookstone team averages 51 points per game. 31 rebounds, 9 assists. They do get their handful of steals and blocks. 11 steals, 2 blocks a game, but 24 turnovers. Something that Lee Scott has to find a way to take advantage of. They did early, or rather late, in the first quarter. So far, haven't really been able to capitalize on too many turnovers. Almost a travel by Kelly would have been right on cue. Now there is. That's great defense from Hayden Harper. It's Parks Myers that lays it in with the left hand. It was blocked off the backboard. Would have been a goaltend, but still went in anyways. Parks Myers now in the score column with his first bucket of the afternoon and a backcourt violation. It's a frustrating call. It's the correct call. LeBoy had both feet on the plus side of half court and then threw it back to a Cougar who had not quite established himself in the front court yet. It's a frustrating call, but I believe that the correct one. You have to establish yourself in the front court, and he hadn't done so yet. So another turnover for the Cougars. The Warrior lead is 10 with 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. They throw it into the backcourt with Hayden Harper, and he'll walk it up guarded by Sam Wiley. Gets the on-ball screen from Haley. Now to Zellner. Now Myers. He works his way baseline. Gets cut off. Back to Gray Haley. Jab step, pump fake. Back to Hayden Harper. He works his way. Eurostep throws it up with the right hand. It hits every part of the rim. And he's able to get it to go. Hayden Harper now with 6 in the contest. And the Warrior lead is 12. And now a 5-second violation. The Warriors on ball pressure. Denying the basketball. Stealing possessions for Coach William Johnson. The inbound to Zellner. Now the handoff goes to Harper. Almost knocked away by LeBoy. But Lyle's able to recover. Hayden Harper on the far corner. Hits a cutting Parks Myers, who catches it with the left hand. All in one motion. Goes straight up with it. It was held on the ground, not allowing a true layup attempt. But he was in the act of shooting. And Parks Myers will head to the line where he's short on the first. And that was the third foul on Savon Kelly, the third leading scorer for this Cougar squad. So he most likely done for the first half. Myers goes 0-for-2 from the line. Wiley with the long rebound, but Parks Myers able to get the steal. Out of control, throws it to William Lyles. The ball is poked away, and Harper will go all the way 40 feet to recover it, and now we'll walk it up half court. Goes against the on-ball screen, throws it down low. Parks Myers spins his way on the left block and lays it in with that strong left hand. The Warrior lead is 14 halfway through this second quarter. They throw it to Charlie Peake, and the Warriors just denying the basketball, but this time fall asleep on the other end, and the layup from Lawson Mansfield is good. 25-13. Hayden Harper works his way, a gather dribble at the three-point line, bumps off the contact, and is able to get it to go high off the glass. Hayden Harper, a true scoring slasher, brings the lead back to 14. LeBoy now with the pass down low, blocked from behind by Parks Myers. Warriors have numbers if they want to use it. And now a foul on Sam Wiley. Thought the contact came well before, but it was the retaliation to the retaliation. And that's now the fourth team foul for the Cougars here in this second quarter. So any common fouls again will leave the Warriors shooting free throws. A big sub for Lee Scott Academy. So the five now on the floor. Harper, Zachary, Cook, Harris, and Watley. Barrett Cook has it. Now Hayden Harper on the right wing, draws the contact, gets the bucket, and gets fouled. He falls to the floor, and he's got a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Hayden Harper now with 8 in the second quarter. What a job by Hayden Harper drawing the contact. I think the contact was clean up top, but after running into the chest of, I believe it was Charlie Peake, came down trying to block Harper. The free throw is good. Harper now with 9 in the second. He's in double figures with 11. 30-13 is the Warrior lead. Now in transition very quickly, Jake Griffin on the right wing. Can't get the three to go. Chapman Harris will clear it. Now all by himself is Brooke Zachary. He comes to a jump stop and not sure he leaves his feet to lay it in with the left hand, but still gets it to go regardless. And either a timeout or a technical was just established. Or possibly just a whistle for the ball going behind the bench. So we play on. 32-13. The Warriors lead it here at home. Charlie Peak extends the off arm. A lot of contact. No whistle. Free throw line jumper is good. He has 6 in the contest, and he decides to get a little verbal with either the Lee Scott student section. Now Barrett Cook in the near corner. The three is too strong. Zachary fights for the rebound, but it goes into the hands of the Cougars. Now right back to Peak, who's guarded by Chapman Harris. This now gets stolen by Wyatt Watley. He's all by himself, and he kisses it off the glass. Wyatt Watley now with 5 in the contest. The Warrior lead is 19, 2 minutes to play in the second quarter, and Chapman Harris gets just a piece, a fingernail of the basketball to knock it out of bounds. William Lyles will check in for Hayden Harper. The Cougars able to inbound the basketball with Sam Wiley. They get it across half court, guarded by Wyatt Watley, and a jump ball whistle gives it to Lee Scott Academy. The Cougars not strong with the basketball. And Wyatt Watley gets into the grill of LeBoy and forces the tie-up. The Warriors led 17-9 after one and have outscored the Cougars 17-6 here in the second. Hayden Harper leads all scorers with 11. My goodness, tallies by just about every single name that's made their way onto the floor for the Warriors here tonight. Chapman Harris gets to the free throw line, gets cut off, pass out to Watley. Now to William Lyles, throws it down to Brooke Zachary. Pump fake, 2 pump fakes, goes up with the right hands. No, William Lyles, the defensive rebound, falling back, able to throw it up at the rim and gets it to go. The Warriors seemingly can't miss, and now Brooke Zachary with a steal. Pump fake, now fadeaway. He can't get it to go. It was Kelly that stonewalled right at the rim, not trying to pick up his 4th foul. Cougars now in transition. Touch shot from Wiley. No good. Offensive rebound is with Lawson Mansfield and a foul on the floor. And now you hear the Brookstone crowd with a little bit of sarcastic claps as they feel like they have finally drawn the foul. They are going to call the foul on the floor, as that was only the first team foul for Lee Scott here in the quarter. And very quick to draw the second is the referee on William Lyles. Parks Myers set to sub in, and he will. 4-3, Willie. Sam Wiley, the inbounder, now to the corner. Contested baseline jumper is no good. Ball tipped around. It's with Barrett Cook. Left-handed pass to Harris. He works his way downhill, able to get it off the window. Not sure how he had the angle to, but Harris now with 5. Under a minute to play in the second quarter. The Warrior lead is 23. Warriors continuing their full court trap. It was Barrett Cook that was just a tad late, and he grabs the arm of a Cougar. Unable to get the basketball, he's going to get called for the personal foul. So the Warriors went about 6 minutes without a whistle under their name. Now 3 team fouls and now 4 team fouls. We're going to get that one on Brooke Zachary. So 43.7 to play in the second quarter. Referees realized they had a foul. Differential had to change it up. Another foul on Parks Myers. Had to even out the foul count in the final 2 minutes of the second quarter. I don't disagree with the calls, but at least, Scott, you're wondering what's a foul and what's not. My goodness. Lee Scott went from having no team fouls to five team fouls in a minute and 20 seconds. First free throw from Phillip Johnson is good. 38-16. Here's your score. Warriors with the lead. Here approaching the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. And a free throw violation. I believe they're going to get it on Savon Kelly as he moved before Phillip Johnson even let go of the basketball. 40 seconds to play in the second quarter. Wyatt Watley brings it across half court. Dribble handoff to Barrett Cook. Now Myers. Now Chapman Harris thought about the three. Jab step. Works his way to the free throw line. Barrett Cook in the near corner. His three-pointer is too strong. Able to get his own rebounds. Now throws it down to Parks Myers. Draws contact. No whistle. And Kelly does a nice job avoiding that fourth personal foul. Able to clear it. They have numbers. Do the Cougars. And the elbow jumper is good. And a whistle. With the whistle being drawn, they're going to get Wyatt Watley. So the basket will be good. The basket is good, and then the off-ball foul. On Phillip Johnson, so... And still a discussion on either who the shooter is or what it will be. But Seth, again, with that being a foul in the bonus, it'll be Phillip Johnson that shoots two free throws. He knocks down the first one. The lead is 20 for Lee Scott here at home. Johnson goes 2-for-2 from the stripe, so a four-point possession. And now Johnson strips the pocket of Wyatt Watley. He's got numbers. Pump fake goes into Gray Haley. And Johnson will head right back to the line with 6 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Coach William Johnson standing there with his arms crossed. You feel like you played 14 minutes in this first half. Dominantly, minus the first 2 minutes of the contest and the last 2 minutes of the second quarter. So bookended ports final, or bookended 2 minutes that are not up to Coach William Johnson or the Lee Scott standard. So Phillip Johnson now with five. A six-point swing, 2 seconds, 1 second. I don't know if the Warriors see it. They don't. The three from Wyatt Watley comes after the horn. So very similarly to the Lee Scott varsity girls game, if you just look up at the scoreboard, you love where you're at. However, a little run for the Cougars trims into the Warrior lead. However, they still lead it by 17, 38-21 after 16 minutes of play. When we come back, we'll welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll talk about the first half, dive into a couple of the stats, and talk about what Coach Johnson and the Warriors need to do to move to 9-2 here in the 2025-2026 basketball season. All of that coming up as we continue here on Tiger Country 104.5, the Orthopedic Clinic is next.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Down here inside Sanford Gymnasium, the varsity boys out in front of the Brookstone Cougars, who made about the 45-50 minute drive from Columbus, Georgia, here to Auburn, Alabama. The Warriors out in front, 38-21. We welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. And again, we talked about it going to break. If you didn't watch the first half and you looked up and you're one of those box score viewers, you have absolutely no complaints with the first 16 minutes for the Lee Scott Warriors. A very similar story to Coach Corey Harrison's squad on the varsity girls' side of things, who led it by 7, but it was a big run by the Cougars, the varsity girls, that really trimmed into the lead where it was more than double digits. Same thing here for Coach William Johnson and the Warriors. They lead it 38-21, so a 17-point lead, but it was 23 with 30 seconds to play before halftime, and a 6-0 run, a couple of questionable-type fouls. The foul count was 5-0 in favor of the Warriors. They had not committed a team foul in the first six, if not 6.5 minutes, and then 17 fouls were called on the Warriors almost as soon as the Cougars let the referees know about it. Had to even it up before the halftime break. But again, all things considered, the Warriors still out in front by 17. Halftime stats are brought to you tonight by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. We've talked about it all season long of how this Warrior squad, yes, is led by Hayden Harper. Again, Detroit Trojan signee, the senior that you feel like you've heard his name inside this gym since he was in fifth grade. He leads the all scorers, or leads the average for the Lee Scott Warriors. Average is 15.5 per contest. But, man, you work your way down these stats. William Lyles averages double figures. Barrett Cook averages 8. Chapman Harris averages 8. Parks Myers averages almost 7. Gray Haley averages 6. Barrett Cook averages almost 5. And so when you're looking at the distributed scoring, you feel like anybody and everybody can have a great night for Coach William Johnson. And if it's nobody in particular, you feel like it's just about everybody. And that's kind of where you sit right now for the Lee Scott Warriors. going through the stats here, working my way down the column. Gray Haley, he has 2. Hayden Harper leads all scorers with 11. But Chapman Harris has 5. Brooke Zachary has 5. Wyatt Watley has 5. William Lyles has 3. Parks Myers has 4. And Barrett Cook has 3. So 8 Warriors found the score column in the first half. And if you have 8 scorers and 16 minutes of the 38 points, you feel like you're doing some things right. Warriors have done a really nice job substituting, keeping guys healthy, making sure that you keep guys energized. And what you're starting to see a little bit more of, and we'll try and talk with Coach William Johnson either on air or possibly in between. We are back here tomorrow night, but to see if that rotation is something that you expect to see a little bit more of. You see the starting 5 for the Warriors again tonight: Haley, Harper, Lyles, Myers, and Zellner, and you play about 4 or 5 minutes, and then you see 4 Warriors enter the game. Hayden Harper remains in the contest, but then you see Harris, Zachary, Watley, and Barrett Cook. And those guys finish out the fourth quarter. Hayden Harper, with about 2 minutes, minute and a half, will sub out. And it's William Lyles that subs back in. Wyatt Watley then takes over the point guard duties. You feel like you've sensed that over the past couple of games. And so we'll see if that's the strategy, if that's just the best way that he wants to keep guys rotating in and out, making sure that nobody has to eat too many minutes in the first half. So that way, hopefully, maybe not in a game like this, but as you work your way later in the season, you might see some of those minutes shrink up in the second half. But Coach Johnson has himself a squad where there's so many different guys that he can go to each and every night. Trying to find the scoring numbers that I had last game. Well, I can't find it, so we will go without that statistic of what the boys looked like last Tuesday night against Beulah. But again, those halftime stats tonight are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. We'll take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter, and we'll talk about what the Warriors need to do in the second half to move to 9-2 and get another big-time win here inside Samford Gymnasium. We'll get to that here in 30 seconds as we continue on in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report right after this.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
Just about ready for the start of the third quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and it's the Warriors out in front of the Cougars of Brookstone from Columbus, Georgia, 38-21. We'll wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime reports and carry you into the second half. And the second half of tonight's game is presented by the Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see their upcoming events at googecenter.auburn.edu. Again, balanced scoring for the Lee Scott Warriors. 8 have found the score column. Yes, led by 11 from Hayden Harper, but Gray Haley has 2. Harris, Zachary, and Watley have 5. Parks Myers with 4. William Lyles and Barrett Cook both have 3 in there as well. The Lee Scott Warriors in their home white on white. Brookstone in their road royal blue on blue. And now here in this second half, both teams will score going to their own bench. So the Cougars from left to right, the Warriors from right to left. And the Cougars get the ball to start the third quarter, trailing by 17. It's the same starting 5 for the Warriors that start the third quarter. It's Phillip Johnson right in front of the bench trying to get it to Savon Kelly. He's finally able to, right at the top of the perimeter. Phillip Johnson now a couple of pass fakes. Gets cut off in the short corner. Back to Kelly at the top of the key. They now dump it down low. Guarded by Gray Haley is Charlie Peake. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cougars. They inbound the basketball. Try to find Kelly, but it's intercepted. Nice fronting defense by Cord Zellner. Gray Haley brings the ball up the floor. Now Parks Myers gets downhill. Throws a bullet pass to William Lyles. Couldn't get it to go. Cord Zellner, offensive rebound. He couldn't get it to go. Falls to the floor. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Warriors under their own basket. Harper, the trick man, standing at the first. Owen Scott finds William Lyles on the back door cut. The three is too strong. And the weak side rebound with Griffin. 1 minute gone by here in the third quarter. It took 2.5 minutes in the first quarter for the first point to be scored. Griffin on the off-ball screen. The right wing three is too strong. Haley skies for the board. William Lyles now on the left wing. He gets downhill, tries the bounce pass down to Cord Zellner. It gets poked away, goes into the hands of Parks Myers. And they're going to say that it was out on Myers. It's Cougar basketball. 38-21. The Warriors with the lead, but so far just cardio here in this third quarter. William Lyles gets a hand on the basketball right in front of the scorer's table. But Brookstone will maintain possession. Phillip Johnson, guarded by Lyles, standing at the circle at half court. Now to Griffin, who has three. Dribble handoff back to Phillip Johnson. He thought about the three. Push off, elbow jumper is too strong. Parks Myers will gather the rebound. He now races his way along the near sideline. And Phillip Johnson, not in legal guarding position, will pick up the personal foul. That's his third and the first team foul. First foul in the third quarter by either team with 5:54 remaining in the third. Hayden Harper gets to the volleyball line, sets up the offense, goes against the screen, skip pass to Gray Haley on the left wing, and he knocks it down. Gray Haley gets the scoring started for the Warriors here in the third quarter with a triple, and the lead is back to 20. Crossover dribble, Sam Wiley works his way through contact. And are they going to call an offensive foul? They are. So they called the offensive foul on a seal from Charlie Peake. To be completely honest, I didn't see much there whatsoever. Because it was Sam Wiley that got downhill, and I guess it was Charlie Peake who cleared out the lane. But out of the contact that they've let play here tonight, not sure that that's the whistle that I would choose to draw. The Warriors running a little motion defense, or motion offense rather. Dribble handoff with Hayden Harper. He's cut off. Now down low to Cord Zellner on the elbow. Sets the screen for Harper. Right back to Haley. His triple once again is too strong. Hayden Harper rips down the offensive rebound. What a board from the point guard, but brings it down and loses it. And will now get charged with the personal foul after Wiley was able to get the steal. That's Hayden's first. 3 minutes gone by here in this third quarter. And LeBoy will bring the ball up the floor. They throw it to Savon Kelly. And now back to LeBoy at the volleyball line. Tries to Euro step his way through contact. Great Haley just stonewalls right there. The 15-footer from Manfield is no good. William Lyles able to gather the rebounds. And one of the Cougars went for the poke steal from behind, instead grabbed the arm. And that's going to be the fourth team foul on Savon Kelly. So he makes his way to the bench. We'll see how long the Cougars' most physical player will sit there. Gray Haley now down low. Hayden Harper through contact. No whistle, but able to kiss it off the glass. Hayden Harper now with four here in the third quarter. Apologies, wrote my tallies in the wrong name. Cougars inbounding the basketball with a running head start from LeBoy. Throw it down low, but Cord Zellner able to get his right hand and intercept the pass. Couldn't keep it in play, but a nice job to get it in the passing lanes and knock it out of bounds. 43-21 halfway through this third quarter. Gray Haley and Hayden Harper are the only scorers for the Warriors in the third quarter. In fact, the only scorers here in the game in the third quarter. The right wing three from Jake Griffin is well too strong. Barrett Cook rips down the board, and they call a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Lee Scott Academy. The Cougars now trying to set up a little bit of pressure. Not quite a trap, but maybe trying to turn it into a three-quarter trap they are. But Barrett Cook throws the outlet pass to Hayden Harper. He'll slow things down. Now down to Parks Myers, who loses it when he spins. Hayden Harper in the corner tries to find Myers. Now back to Hayden Harper. A little give-and-go game. Hayden Harper buries the triple at the top of the key. Hayden Harper now with seven in the third quarter, and the Cougars turn it over. Chapman Harris, the pressure on the defense, creates another turnover in the column for Brookstone. Wyatt Watley, Brooke Zachary, and Jack Fouque will check in for the first time tonight for the Academy. The Warrior lead is 25 with 3.5 to play here in the third quarter. It's Harris, Fouque, Zachary, Cook, and Watley, and a whistle before the inbounds. Not exactly sure what the discussion is. A technical foul is called on Marcus, number 15. Possibly something that was said. It wasn't a physical act by any means, but the inbound right in front of the Warrior bench. The Warriors possibly baiting Marcus in it. May have worked. So Barrett Cook will head to the line for a couple of freebies, and he knocks down the first. And in between the two free throws, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Tiger Country 104.5 is a Radio Alabama station, part of the Auburn Networks family. WAUEHD2, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika Country. Tiger Country.
Usually a 10-second station identification. I need to pause 17 seconds for station identification as Barrett Cook knocks down the second free throw and then turns it over after getting the ball right back. Running contested baseline jumper, no good. Marcus right-handed rebound and is able to corral it and goes up with that same right hand. And he's on the board for the second time tonight. The three-pointer from Chapman Harris is no good. And quickly in transition, should be an offensive foul. It is. Guess who? Wyatt Whatley drawing the contact. And right there at the right time. A beautiful job by Wyatt Whatley, setting his feet, concreting them right on the edge of the paint. And the boy tries to barrel over him. That's the fourth team foul for the Cougars. The Warriors lead it 48-23. Ball knocked away momentarily. Harris trying to get the ball across half court. They do with Brooke Zachary. Now to Wyatt Whatley. Now Chapman Harris on the right wing. Jab step running left. Now out to Fouque. Running floater. Beautiful pass to Brooke Zachary. Zachary now with seven. And Jack Fouque, show the goggles, the vision, young man. Beautiful pass. Drawing the double team right on the block. And dumps it off for the easy assist. The Warriors lead it by 27. And now a strip by Chapman Harris. Holding off the boy. The left-handed running layup is good. Chapman Harris now with seven in the contest. And with 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the third quarter, the Warriors have opened it up. Here on the Brookstone Cougars, they lead it 52-23, and an offensive foul on Fernando LaBoy. Wyatt Whatley in there once again. Just in there forcing the ball handler to be uncomfortable. And LaBoy extends that right arm. Two minutes to play here in the third quarter. Whatley now to Cook at the top of the key. And LaBoy frustrated. Now a reach-in foul on Barrett Cook. So back-to-back fouls on LaBoy. That's a reach-in foul. That's his third. And that's the sixth team foul. On the Cougars. So that will send Lee Scott to the line to shoot a couple. And it's Barrett Cook who, in fact, did not miss it. Second free throw is good. Barrett Cook, the best free throw shooter on this team. He knocks down both of them. Quick in transition, a three-pointer from Marcus goes over the backboard after hitting the rim. So that'll go right back to Lee Scott Academy. Zachary, Whatley, Cook, Harris, and Fouque, the five on the floor for Coach William Johnson. Wyatt Whatley and now Fouque wide open on the left block. Tried to catch it and go up all in one motion rather than going to the ground and taking his time. I think he realized that he had more time than he thought he had while being in the air. The layup no good, and Marcus now at the other end with the layup and the poke from behind on Chapman Harris. It'll stay with Lee Scott here on the near sideline. A minute 23 to play in the third quarter. Chapman Harris has it on the right wing and a push foul on Emidiong Marcus. That's the seventh team foul on the Cougars here in the quarter. So that will send Chapman Harris to the charity stripe, where he connects on the front end. The second free throw is no good. And so the lead sits at 30. A minute to play in the third quarter. Jump stop, free throw line jumper is short. Cook able to get the rebound and save it from going out of bounds. The Cougars begging for it, saying that he did step on the baseline. Barrett Cook comes to a jump stop. Kick out, Chapman Harris for three. He buries it.
Harris for three.
The best three in basketball is when you can get 2 feet in the paint and kick it right out. Chapman Harris almost serving as the trailer in a transition three. as Cook was able to get both feet in the paint. Didn't find anybody there. Turned right around and had the top of the key wide open. A three in response is good from Grayson Miley. He's on the board for the first time tonight. 25 seconds to play in quarter number three. They dump it down low to Brooke Zachary. Nice move. Fouquet thought about the three on the left wing. Instead, gets it to Barrett Cook, and he gets stripped by Marcus Wyatt. Watley right there, who lets him go. Should be an offensive interference call, and it is, as the right-handed layup was no good. And it was number five, Miley, who affected the net, affected the rim with the ball still sitting on the rim. So no buckets. It remains a 30-point game with 10 seconds to play. Harris able to break the press with the left hand. Kicks it to Fouquet. He bobbles it momentarily. Still decides to put it up. Throws it off the side of the backboard. Wyatt Wiley right there with the offensive rebound. And all in one motion. Gets it to go with the right hand. Wyatt Wiley now with seven in the contest. And the Warriors, after three quarters, lead it 60-28 here at home. We're back with the final 8 minutes. Right after this, here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and it is all Lee Scott Academy. They lead it 60-28. Here, as we get you underway with the start of the fourth quarter, it was 38-21 at halftime. The Warriors outscored the Cougars 22-7 in the third quarter. And the Warriors, a couple subs, we'll get you those names here in just a moment for the five on the floor. Chapman Harris, walk in three at the top of the key, can't find the bottom of the net, gets the offensive rebound. Now to the far corner, now back to Chapman Harris. Now to Whittington, now to Neil Reams, who gets with the strong left hand, kicks it back out to Harris. Now to Watts Johnson. He gets his three-pointer blocked and in transition. And Grayson Miley throws it down with two hands. Harris, now the skip pass. Jack Fouquet wide open in front of the cheerleaders. He gets it to go. Every Warrior in the score column tonight. Fouquet's first three. And the Warrior lead is 33. A minute gone by here in the fourth quarter. And again, the five on the floor right now for the Warriors as the near corner three is no good. Maybe blocked partially by Chapman Harris. Chapman Harris in the game. Matthew Whittington, Neil Reams, Jack Fouquet, and Watts Johnson. Crossover dribble from Chapman Harris. It gets knocked away, but it will stay with Lee Scott Academy. Cord Zellner will now check in for Chapman. Reams, the inbounder, throws it to Johnson. And a little over-eager is Jack Lane, who tried to steal the inbounds. The clock continuing to run here inside Samford Gymnasium. The lead 63-30. The Warriors comfortably out in front here at home. And most importantly, you took care of business, did Lee Scott, so you can now rest a lot of your team, because again, it's a back-to-back. You're back inside Samford Gymnasium here tomorrow early afternoon. So the ability to take care of business, ever so important. Reams with the basketball. Now Zellner. Now back to Fouquet. No hesitation. He gets it to go again. Fouquet back-to-back triples. And the lead is 36. A running jumper for Dylan Johnson is no good. Watch Johnson the rebound. Reams will bring it across half court. Gets the on-ball screen from Zellner. Now Whittington. Now Johnson. Now Zellner. Watch Johnson. Apologies, Fouque. Lost it momentarily. Able to get it back. And a reach-in foul on Charlie Peak. And he now picks up a technical foul. He's been verbal all afternoon. And whatever was said was a little too much right there for the referees to let it slide. I talked about it in the first half after a couple made baskets was either jawing at the cheerleaders or maybe a parent or two. But he now picks up the technical foul. And I believe that was number 4 and number 5 on Charlie Peak. Fouque now heads to the stripe where he knocks down the first and gives the celebration for a specific number, but makes the second free throw to make it 68 to 30 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Fouque, all 8 points for Lee Scott Academy here in the fourth quarter. Reams now to Whittington, now right back to Fouque. Tried to find Whittington on the down cut. Watch Johnson, his left wing three. He buries it. Watch Johnson joins the scoring column as well. And the three-pointer no good. Tipped around momentarily into the hands of Fouque. Now Reams. Now the outlet pass to Whittington. He stops. He pops. Doesn't go with the right hand. Neil Reams works his way through contact and gets it to go with the left hand. Neil Reams now with two. And the lead is 43 for the Academy. Halfway through this fourth quarter. Could be a travel, and instead they're going to get Reams on the reach-in foul. You've now had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 Warriors score in this contest. .317 to play in the fourth quarter. And Jack Fouque tried to steal the inbounds by jumping on top of the back of a Cougar, and Coach William Johnson, with very simple advice, you can't jump over him. I'll second that. 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. They throw it down low to number 25, Lawson Mansfield. And he gets his second bucket of the evening. Fouque now wild through contact, but is able to draw the foul. And so he will head to the free throw line. 2.5 to play and counting here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Fouque can't knock down the front end. By no means was I going to say it before the free throw, but was going to, or thought it, was going to say it if he made both, that had the chance to get into double figures, may still have the chance to with 2 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. The Warrior lead is 41. Can't rattle in the second free throw, but able to get his own offensive rebound. Whittington now to Zellner. Now Whittington at the top of the key, dribble handoff with Fouque. Thought about the step-in three. Reams with a Euro step. Works his way through contact. Cord Zellner. Now Whittington. He's going to pull it from the right wing. Or the right corner, rather. Couldn't get it to go. Jim would have absolutely exploded. And now Wiley will throw it up. And get it to go. That one not quite a two-hand slam. Grabbed the rim, but laid it in beforehand. Whittington now to Fouque. Now to Zellner. Now to watch Johnson. He runs baseline down low. Whittington, left-handed layup, no. Second chance opportunity. He gets it to go. Matthew Whittington in the scoring column, the 12th Warrior to find the score column. and a three banked in from Jack Lane. 45 seconds to play. Neil Reams now goes up strong and lays it in with the left hand. Reams now with four in the fourth quarter. It goes to show you that this Warrior team in the future will be in fantastic hands as a pipeline of Warriors continue to impress here throughout the young season and into tonight. Watch Johnson on the left wing. 20 seconds to play, and he backs it up and stands at half court. We'll see if he just dribbles it out. You can see looking over at the coaching staff, and they put both hands up, telling him to slow things down and pause it and just dribble it out. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and that will do it for the varsity boys game. Lee Scott Academy completes the three-game sweep over the Brookstone Cougars. JV wins it big. The varsity girls win it big, and the boys now win it 77-39. We'll come back and talk about this game, talk about the Knights as a whole, because we're right back here tomorrow, and we'll tell you everything that you need to know about tomorrow's action as well. Lee Scott Academy completes the sweep over the Brookstone Cougars, and we'll tell you all about it when we come back here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up, but now my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Homegrown and member owned.
We love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Lee Scott Warriors are victorious The JV boys, the varsity girls, and the varsity boys, they complete the three-game sweep. And the varsity boys most recently win it 77-39. Christian Griffin here with you in the Lee Scott Academy post-game show, looking at some final numbers for the Lee Scott Warriors, going from the top of the score column all the way down. Gray Haley had 5. Hayden Harper led the way with 15. Chapman Harris had 11. Brooke Zachary with 7. Wyatt Watley with 7. William Lyles with 3. Parks Myers with 4. Jack Fouquet with 8. Barrett Cook with 7. Watts Johnson with 3. Neil Reams with 4. And Matthew Whittington with 2 in there as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 Warriors get into the score column here this evening. And the Warriors do their job to allow a lot of the big guys to rest in that fourth quarter, because, again, we are back here tomorrow. Final stats, looking at the Lee Scott Warrior varsity girls, it was Clark Ivett that led the way. She had 24. Haynes Kesey had 7. Huddleston with 3. Sydney Dunlap with 12. And Maggie Herndon with 12. Coach Corey Harrison's squad that shoots 21% from 3 knocked down 12 of them here this afternoon. So 12 was the lucky number. 12 Warriors, or 12 three-pointers made for the varsity girls, and 12 Warriors scored on the varsity boys' side of things. Hard to find too many complaints if you're a Lee Scott Warrior here tonight. And as I pull up what the schedule looks like a little bit, had a couple of time changes. But again, we are back here tomorrow taking on LaFette. Things change just a little bit, so it will be the varsity girls that play the first game. Then it will be the varsity, or then it will be the JV boys, apologies. Then it will be the varsity girls. So there will be a little bit of a break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We'll take you through the varsity girls game, have a little bit of a break, and then come back for the varsity boys game. But again, our next broadcast here on the Lee Scott Sports Network will be tomorrow afternoon, where the girls and the boys take on LaFette. Airtime will be right around 12:40, 12:45 or so, and then once again following the conclusion of the JV game as well. All of that right here on your home for classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. We'd like to thank everybody once again for listening and for their support of Lee Scott Academy basketball, as they have all season long and will continue to do so throughout the 2025-2026 season. For everybody here at Lee Scott Academy, I'm Christian Griffin, voice of your Lee Scott Academy Warriors, saying so long. Until tomorrow, have a great night, and it's a great night to be a Warrior.